What I think about expands into my life. That's why I fill my mind with thoughts that are positive, empowering, resourceful, and unlimited. Positive thoughts push my mind in a positive direction, and I become a more positive person. Empowering thoughts increase my strength and energy. They get me going and keep me going when the going gets tough. They give me permission to go for my dreams. Resourceful thoughts remind me that I have the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of my life. Unlimited thoughts remind me to live as if my dreams are possible and to work each day to make them happen. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I put good things into my mind. Take a look at Tyche sitting peacefully at anchor in New Caledonia. It should be obvious from this picture that life is very good. It's easy to remember that life is good when you are anchored down in paradise. But when you are commuting to work for an hour a day, when half the cars on the freeway are carrying handguns, when you are working at a job that you don't enjoy, when you need a security system to protect you at night in your own home, it's easy to forget that life is good. I'm glad that I took the time to sail around the world on my yacht, because it taught me that the world is a beautiful place, and when I make non-destructive choices, life is truly good. Returning to uncivilization has been a real shocker. Green flashes, beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and crystal clear water are no longer part of my daily life. I feel like Esau in the Bible, who traded away his birthright for a bowl of hot porridge. I'm not complaining about my life. I'm just pointing out that uncivilization isn't all that it's cracked up to be. It's nice to be earning money once again, but my life isn't about money or possessions. It's about living my dreams. God placed a lot of dreams in my heart, and strangely enough, none of those dreams are about being rich and famous. Thank God for that. Rich and famous are hard taskmasters that would require me to spend the rest of my days in uncivilization, and God loves me too much to inflict that destiny on my life. No, He gave me salubrious dreams, and I can hardly wait to make them happen. I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of my life, but I know that it's going to be an adventure. I am fortunate to have an excellent job in which I can earn more freedom chips. Being a flying doctor is an awesome experience, and flying to windward at 230 knots in a King Air turboprop rocks my world. I get to sit in the cockpit and bounce along in the updrafts on my way to work. The bumpy ride reminds me of sailing on board Exit Only. I get up close and personal with thunderstorms, and when I see lightning, I'm looking down at it rather than up. Flying through the clouds is a lot like sailing, except the world passes by at 5 miles a minute. Now that I think about it, maybe my life is better than I thought. I still own Exit Only, and I also have 2 Land Rover Defenders in Australia and New Zealand that are ready to drive around the world. I'm healthy, and I'm still working on my dreams. I've got too many dreams and not enough time. There's no doubt about it. Life is good. The biggest challenge in life is maintaining a positive focus. You must believe that at its very core, life is good. In spite of the problems and misery that I encounter every day, God still made a good world, and when people open their heart and mind to the power of His love, miracles still happen. That fact is what gives me hope and keeps me going.